Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, I was zoned out. I was just like in the vibe. Listen to that. I think it fits with the Mercury and Pisces things we're all going through right now. I hope that I can blame it on that. Can I? It's Zoe Moon. It's the show for March 27th. that will run until next Thursday and take us into our new moon energy that begins this whole huge, enormous buildup to the Grand Cross. So we are just about to dive into that. There are three things that I want to focus in on in this week ahead. Mostly the Grand Cross, but I want to talk about a couple other things that are going on first. One is this Mercury energy, and I spoke a little bit about it on the Facebook page for you guys that are over there at the, you know, Zoe Moon Astrology, well, facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. Mercury went into Pisces on the 17th, and it's staying there until April 7th, and so we don't have that much longer, about 10 days from today. excuse me, where Mercury is really traveling the veil, baby. It's riding along between this world and that world. It is feeding our dreams. We have, you know, Mercury is the messenger god between the heavens and the mortals down here on Earth in the old, mythologies about Mercury. And it's very accurate that, you know, we kind of download these ideas and we are connected in our thoughts to the muse or to the other side, to that inspiration, to the ancestor, to things that are hidden when Mercury rides through this part of the chart. And so with just a few more days left, I wanted to suggest, like I did over on the page, that people really pay attention to what is going on in that realm in their life. Has your sleep pattern been interrupted a lot? Are your dreams bringing you some very intense, vivid pictures and symbols? Have you had some weird and strange signs along the way? This is the time of the year for that. And this is just such an exceptionally rare time on our planet. Again, you guys that have heard me talk, about this probably a little bit. I am going to write an article on this for everybody because I've been doing some research on it. But the fact that Neptune and Chiron are arm in arm moving through Pisces, Neptune's own sign for the first time since the mid-1800s, Chiron with Neptune as they move through here. This is an incredibly important spiritual evolution going on the planet right now. When I went back through history, I was able to find two periods when it had ever happened before. One of them lasted 3 weeks. So what's going on right now is really important. We're going to have, you know, Chiron will stay in Pisces until 2018, but he's going to lose sight of Neptune. He's going to advance a little faster. He moves a little faster. Really, this year and next year are our last two full years with this combination, and then maybe the first month and a half, 2 months of the following year, and then they're going to move apart. So while they are configured so tightly, this is just such a powerful calling to our imagination, to our ability to look into past lives and look into our trail and trials and tribulations and that family tree, and to figure out, you know, anything that's important to us. You're going to figure out what you're meant to figure out and not a tad bit more. You know, just like this intense thing we have with Mercury is activating all this right now for us, because Mercury very quickly is moving through here, is going to be out on April 7th, like I just said. So that hooks your mind into it. That helps you articulate what you are seeing, or like me, just like blabber on about it. So, you know, during this period, you're going to get the messages that you need to hear. We are moving into a Grand Cross, which is cardinal activated. Cardinal activated means that it's the parts of the zodiac that initiate action, that take the lead in situations and forward things. The cardinal signs are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. So therefore, over this, you know, next almost month, those signs will be getting the most intense changes in their lives. But every single sign has those four signs in their chart, and they might have a lot of planets in one of those signs or several of those signs. So everyone's going to be pushed to take the lead in certain areas. And here we have this magical energy right now, flooding our mind, giving us some inspiration, helping us see some things that may have been buried. We may have buried them. We may have decided that consciously we just couldn't really deal, and so we just pushed it back, pushed it under. They may be things that, with Chiron along, that there's some wounds there that you really need. It's time now. This cross is saying make the changes, period. That's what this cross is about. That's what, starting this weekend with that new moon and we enter into the Grand Cross, it's about these big life changes. And so this energy, this Mercury energy right now, is saying, tune in, baby. Tune into those signs that you're seeing all around you. Tune into the messages that are coming through so strongly in your dreams. Tune into your gut instinct on what you're supposed to be doing, because not everything will be clear. And the fact is that some people are not going to get hit as hard with this cross. The mutable signs and the fixed signs will not, they'll have more opportunity. It'll come a little easier as they make the changes. And so some of you guys may not be being flooded with a lot of crazy dreams right now. Most people are. because most people have at least a pile of configurations in one of those grand cross points. So I don't know. I just went in a big, huge circle. But what I want to tell you is, like, if you're meant to be getting a message right now, then you're going to get it. And so, therefore, it behooves you to pay attention. And I don't know, you guys might be way more clever when it comes to the way you call back your memories. But for me, having a Pisces moon myself and kind of being out there on the ethers myself, I find that the best thing for me is to start writing down, I write down the signs and the dreams when I get into a big cluster like this where they're hitting me left and right and all over the place. And what happens for me, which I believe will happen for you, is that a story starts to unfold, because, you might see the sun dimming and then a clock and then, blah, 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 and it doesn't make any sense when you're trying to say, what did that dream mean? But you write down those key words, and then you write down the sign you saw that day or the weird synchronicity, and then you write down the next keyword from the next night that you remember. And all of a sudden, those words start to tell a story. That's how the dream language works. And so I just want to bring that to everyone's attention and tell you about it. And, so we really, like I said, until April 7th, this is going to be going strong. In this week ahead, we are going to have 2 days that stand out. Now, one of them starts tonight. So if you're listening to this live, hopefully you guys are going to get the jump on this. But this is from Thursday, March 27th, and then going strong on Friday, the 28th of March. And so today and tomorrow, there is a huge opportunity doorway opening. So if there is a goal that you are trying to manifest in your life or move on, or there's something going on that you're trying to figure out about the balance of power in a situation and that goal you have, or maybe it has to do with the direction of your life, your career, maybe it has to do with a power person, a boss, a parent. Messages you need to hear. If you don't get any messages, yay, hey, you must have it all figured out. But if you do, write it down, okay? And if you're in a place where this isn't going to hit you hard, that is really cool. And actually, so many people are going through it so intensely. So what I would suggest to you is listen to your friends when they tell you about the stuff they've been seeing. And if they tell you of a crazy dream or a weird thing that happened that doesn't really make sense in their life, you know this information. You don't have to deal with it yourself. So share your wisdom. Pass the Zoe wisdom along to them. Tell them, ask them some questions about it. Ask them if they've been getting a lot of these things and that they should write them down and start to look for the message, because it is a big period of change. So these next 2 days, very opportune to help you, kind of guide you along with the messages you need to know about these changes coming. By Wednesday, April 2nd, we have two Mercury configurations. Now, I should have looked at this ahead of time, but I don't know if the first one comes in the wee hours or not. Let me just look here into April really quick so I can tell you. It's at like 5:44 in the morning East Coast, 2:44 in the morning West Coast. So some of you guys maybe on the West Coast will get this in the evening of the 1st. But definitely, well, the 1st configuration anyway. The other one comes quite late on the 2nd. So the 2nd is definitely a major Mercury day. So you may wake on the 2nd with that dream that is profound, or you may just hear something, you know, hear it on the song, hear it through a friend, hear it everywhere, baby, I don't know. So what's happening on the 2nd is Mercury is going to make an alignment to Mars and to Saturn. When it makes an alignment to Mars, it's asking for an adjustment with another person. So whatever you're hearing, whatever the inspiration is, whatever that gut feeling is, do what you can around the give and take with the partner, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, the client, the competitor, whatever, whoever that person is for you. The 2nd alignment that comes later, kind of at the other extreme end of the day, is Mercury aligning to Saturn. This isn't a very beneficial alignment, saying now all of a sudden that information, that you know, tidbit that you got is helping you cement something one way or the other in a positive way. So, you know, commitments and endings and structures you're putting around things. And Saturn, as everyone knows, is working through Scorpio. So over the deeper things, the shared values, the control, the power issue in the matter, anything in the sexual divorce or financial realms or third-party situations. So Wednesday is a big day for Mercury. So that's it. That's all I have to say to you guys. I rambled way longer than I thought, but I'm blaming it on Mercury in Pisces. So that's it for the Mercury energy. The other thing that's coming up in this week before we start to really focus in on what this new moon is going to mean is that we do have one day when Venus is quite active, and that is Saturday, the 29th of March. On this particular day, Venus, which is all about what we want out of love, or how our love interest is behaving around us, or it has to do with our personal income needs, or it has to do with a woman. It could just be about a woman, gosh darn it. So Saturday, this is very active. So at least one of those you know, topics are going to be high on your list of things that you're dealing with. You may really need to meet up with that woman or you know, figure something out with her. Or you may really want to just throw yourself into love, or you're very busy making money or seeking an income. As this energy is, you know, amping up, it's interesting. It is also going to be contacting Mars first and then Saturn, just like Mercury did on the 2nd. So what I would say to you is whatever happens on Wednesday, the 2nd of April, through the news you hear or the talks and meetings and offers and decisions and all of that and agreements and sales you're looking at or what happens out there locally on your little short trips here and there, will then replay on Saturday, only now it will focus in on the woman, the love, or the money. So again, you'll be very actively pushing. Well, you know what? There's kind of a tip in the balance, though. On Saturday, things go well. Align with that partner, agent, attorney, specialist, client, competitor. You're able to put things into motion that either bring the passion or the action alive. But then Venus will square Saturn secondly. So now you have to deal with whatever that serious topic is with, you know, Saturn and Scorpio again. So, yeah, that's it. That's it for our personal energy in the week ahead. So let's now focus in on this new moon grand cross that begins on Sunday the 30th. First of all, what I would like to say after talking to so many people in this, especially in this last week, you know, just clients and friends online and everybody in between. You know, everybody's like a little concerned with this grand cross. First of all, what I want to say to you guys is that, you know, this is one of those months that you could maybe look back on this month years and years from now and say, wow, the big thing changed finally in that month. That does not have to be a bad thing. When all the aspects are laid back, trines and sextiles, yeah, everything comes easy, everything's running along and humming along smoothly, and it's wondrous. But my bet right now with what's been going on in the cosmos is there's at least one thing you want to change, and you want it to change really bad about now. this month ahead is going to give you the opportunity to see that start to happen or to happen completely. There is no more sitting the fence. So, you know, a grand cross, I talk about how frictional and how dynamic and it's so intense. Well, it is intense because it's making something happen finally. And so, you know, that's not necessarily something to be fearful of. This is, if you're listening to this show or you're playing it back later, I'm assuming that you do believe that there's a reason for the timing of these events, these energy cycles in our life. You know, we manifest our own reality. We have our own free will to move through them. But these things happen around us, and they are going to affect what is happening around us. And when it's very intense like this, it's going to push us to deal with changes coming at us or to make those changes. So I don't want you guys going into this in any kind of fearful way. This may be, you may look back and say this was the best month ever because this thing had been drug out for 2 years. You know, it could have started all the way back in 2012 when Saturn first went into Scorpio and you first started to be tested, and then you looked around for change in the cardinal parts of your chart. And we started to have this, you know, the Pluto-Uranus square, and now all the planets are coming together in the Grand Cross. So you may look back and say, it finally happened now, and I'm so happy. I'm happy. I am, I swear. So, and if it is a challenge, if it is a bad, if you perceive it as a bad thing as it's happening, and that's possible. It's possible. There are going to be people that are going through the tough stuff, you know. I don't want to, kid you about that. Some people will. And if so, then you just have to really look at that higher power and that this is the time when these energies came together. This is a change that cannot be fought according to the astrological layout here. It's meant to be. There's meant to be something that evolves right now. So whatever that is, if it's hard in the moment that you're going through it, you know that you're going to come out of it at the end of April, and then you're going to start to move into some different territories, and you're going to have a long period before a few of those aspects are cornered again. And so, yeah, that's my best, cheerleader pep rally thing I can tell you guys. So, you know, looking at this starting on the 30th, it's going to start on an emotional level, which really means that over this weekend, it's my guess that everyone's going to start, you know, maybe you're feeling it now. Oh, my God, we're building to it. We're almost in the cross. And so you're feeling that energy. It's crazy. You can't sleep. You're antsy. People are cranky. People are angry. You know, everyone's going faster than they should. So you may be experiencing that as we build to it. When we get to this weekend, you're going to be launched into it. By Sunday, the 30th, the new moon takes hold. And it is really about something that you're going to say, this is it. I'm doing this. You know, that's it. Now, is the this is it, I'm doing this, because you wake up on Sunday morning and say, I had a dream. This is it, I'm doing it. It could be. or it could be that you hear of something or you see something, and that's when you say, this is it, I'm doing it. You're going to have 2 weeks, 2 weeks from the 30th. So from the 30th until the 14th of April, this is your time to say, this is it, I'm doing it. Now, some of you guys that are procrastinators and sit the fence, you might wait till the 14th. You know, I don't know how you will, but it's possible. Some of you guys might. What I suggest is that what you already know what this is in your life. This is not going to be, there might be a little bit of a surprise to it, but it's my gut that you guys pretty much know what this is about already. So when you start on Sunday to move forward, just realize that you need to be responsible for your own life and you need to do something. Do not just be a doormat. This is Aries, courageous, warrior, fight the good fight energy. Every single person has it somewhere in their chart. You go find it and you decide what you need to do, what you need to take responsibility for doing, and you go do it, okay? And when we're looking at this new moon energy, it really is about asking questions, you know, as, you know, this is just the emotional gambit launching us into all of this. It's really going to escalate by the third week of April. So, you know, this is your chance to get your needs met. What do you need out of this situation? Look at what it is about. Is there something with your body? Do you need to take care of yourself? Is there something with your image or your identity? Are you about to, you know, change your name or your title, or do you want that? Is there something with your brand, if you are somebody who is branding yourself in some way? what is it you need to do? Take it seriously, you guys. Think about it. Ask your dreams. Since there is so much magic in the air around what we're getting in the signs and the dreams, ask the universe tonight to give you the best version of what you should be doing starting, you know, Sunday into next week and the week to follow. And then do what you hear, trust right now. It's that spiritual energy is in a really powerful alignment to help us move through all of this. And so when we look at the cross, holy cow, I have a lot to outline here. I think when I go through the specific signs, I'm probably only going to break down the cross because there's so much to talk about in the general here. But what I'm going to say is that, you know, as this new moon thrusts us forward, in this week ahead and a little bit into the week that follows, the solar energy, the sun, our bodies, our physical presence will be activated by this new moon. So if we're looking at, wow, the big planets really gear up, you know, towards the end of this whole cycle, in the 20th of April, the 21st, all the way through the 23rd, okay, that's when the really big stuff starts to shift. You move, you get the new job, you quit the job, you get married, you get divorced, you step off into some new direction that's going to lead you to those big life changes. But in this week ahead, once the new moon kicks in on the 30th, the solar energy becomes engaged, and that's when the solar energy is going to be active, not at the end of the month, in this next week and a little bit into the week ahead, between the 1st and the 8th of April. And so what's a big deal about that? Well, it means that you guys are going to show up somewhere. You're going to be personally involved or physically involved. So, you know, you're going to be in there, you know, showing up. Here I am. What do I do? Or here I am. I'm here to do this. If it's not about the physical presence, you're putting your name to something. You might be putting your name to a document. You might be changing your name through the divorce or the marriage license. You might be changing the title through, you know, a promotion or leaving some kind of employment. You know, it's your identity, your name, your title, your body, your physical presence there. So that makes this first week into this whole new moon cycle, this whole two-week new moon cycle, really powerful. So when are these going to amp up? They're going to amp up on Tuesday the 1st, Wednesday the 2nd, and Thursday the 3rd, and the final one of the square. Each one of those activates the point of the square. The final one comes the following week on Tuesday the 8th, which I normally wouldn't talk about in this week's show, but because it's part of the cross, I'm going to involve it here to talk about it. So as we look at the new moon and we're pushing out there, it activates all four points of that cardinal cross. You're going to show up for the Jupiter part of it on Tuesday the 1st, which means what needs do you have? How does your name or your title become involved, your brand, your image, your personal, you know, physical presence or needs? And the Jupiter theme, what's going on with the home, the real estate, the family, the parent, the roommate, the move, the renovation, and what are the legal themes involved here? What are the travel needs or foreign interests involved here? What's the educational direction here? What do I need to do with marketing or media needs here? Is there a wedding affecting something here? Do I have a political stance on what's going on here in this particular topic? Those are your questions. That's what you're going to show up for on Tuesday. On Wednesday, the 2nd, you're going to show up for the Uranus stuff. Oh, baby. That's the sun and Uranus getting together, embracing each other on Tuesday the 2nd. This is all like, ooh, baby, I'm all shook up. Okay, I'm not trying to sound like the song, but I'm just trying to tell you. This is a, you know, a quake 'em, shake 'em kind of crazy energy where you're going to feel like, you know, shaking it up in some way. You might show up in a way that you never have before. You might make a sudden turn of direction. You might try to, you know, revolutionize something. You might try to free yourself. You might try to step up for a cause. It's all about, like, kind of in the moment, spontaneous, quirky, crazy, radical energy and change. So whatever that's going to mean for you, I'm sure you might have a clue now. Maybe not. Maybe you just wake up on Tuesday after that whole Jupiter thing on Wednesday, after that Jupiter thing on Tuesday, and you're just like, oh, yeah, here we go. I'm ready to rock it out in that new direction. By Thursday the 3rd, you're going to deal with the Pluto point, the Pluto corner of the cross. Ooh, that's an intense one, right? That's the one everybody's a little worried about. Okay, well, so you've done the other two. You're going to show up for this one. This is a challenge. You're going to be challenged by the boss, the parent, the judge, whoever that power figure is. You know, they may challenge you. You may challenge them. You're feeling kind of radical at this point. Or if it's not about that power person, whoever that may be, Pluto is also in the sign of career, your personal goals, the direction of your life, your reputation, really kind of trying to reach some pinnacle and take the lead in something. And Pluto wants, you know, serious change. If this is someone coming at you, they may come at you with a big power struggle. They might try to, you know, maneuver something or manipulate something or control something, and you need to show up and you need to deal with it. So whoever this person is that you're concerned about, do what it takes to deal with it. If you feel like you're in any kind of danger with this, you know, take a buddy. call in backup, call in reinforcement. Or avoid them if it's really dangerous, obviously, and you know, do what you can. But step up and deal with it on some level. It could be a day where you're really pushing hard to further that career advantage, or you know, deal with a power person that is going to, in some way, affect that goal you have for yourself. So Thursday's intense. Yep, and something can change, and you're going to push hard for that change. And then by Tuesday the 8th, which is out of our week ahead, but I'm going to just talk about it, it's the very last thing that's going to happen. And that's when you're going to have an opposition to Mars. And Mars is in retrograde. And so this is going to be about action, that you're going to show up. You're going to be involved with another person one-on-one. So it's that opponent or competitor, or it's that partner or agent or specialist or client or attorney or somebody like that. And there's going to be, you know, this is the day that you face them, they face you, and you deal with something that you personally want or desire, or something around your physicality. Maybe it's a specialist with your body. Maybe it's, you know, taking action with the attorney to get your identity changed, your name changed. Maybe, you know, however that's playing out for you. It's because Mars is retrograde, there's a releasing of the past, or there's going back and fixing something in the past that's bugging the heck out of you, or there's a reconnecting with the past in some kind of passionate way, because Mars can be passionate, or to pick up action on something. Maybe it's a positive action, but you just need to really do something about it now through this other person. So that's how the solar energy is going to play out. Once this happens, you know, we're going to have some Mars contingencies moving in towards the cross, and then the big boys come into play. And when the big boys come into play towards the last part of April, then really events around us are changing, and we're starting to deal with parameters outside of our own personal connection with this and that and, you know, up and down. We're really dealing with shifts in the whole background of our story. That's why it's such an intense month. So I would, again, this is why you listen to these shows, mark those dates, show up on Tuesday, show up on Wednesday, show up on Thursday, the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of April. Get you know, take care of the physical stuff, take care of your needs, take care of your name on the dotted line, or your title or image out there, or your brand. And focus on which one of those big boy planets it's coming up against on each one of those days. Because then when all the stuff happens at the end of the month, you know, you're gonna have done everything you could do to affect that. And lastly, and then I'm going to get into the signs. This is one of my longest intros, but that's the way it is. Lastly, I would just say that because this is the most personal energy in this week ahead, this may be the biggest stuff that happens in this whole cross. And you may just be noting by the end of the month how everything has changed around you. And so, again, that makes this such an important week. Okay, that's all my lecture. That's all I got for you guys. I'm going to go into signs, but let me take a drinky drink, okay? This is lovely. I got some great strawberries. Oh, yum. Oh, I wanted to put this out to you guys, too. Hold on a second. I wanted to say that, you know, I've had a couple apports happen in my life, once when I was 12, that was witnessed by a few people. And that means something something materializes in front of you, or something that was in front of you dematerializes. I've had I had that happen then. And about 3-4 years ago, I had three things happen within a one-year period. And just recently, I believe I've had it happen again. And it's my very special ring. It's my ring that tells me to believe in myself. And it has just completely moved from the grouping that it sits with when I wear it. And it's gone. So you guys out there that are very connected, I'm asking because this is we're in this Mercury and Pisces thing. And believe me, I'm asking my spirit guides too. But if anybody out there gets a psychic hit on this or has some idea about the direction of where I should look in case it's still here in this material realm, then I would be very appreciative. You can leave me a note on my Facebook page if you have a hit on where you think I might find that ring. I have looked, and I'm not happy about it because I love that ring. I just look at it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I can do that. I can do that. maybe I don't need that anymore, you know. Maybe that's my evolving here. But I still want my gosh darn ring back, and I love that ring. So if you guys know, tell me. All right, so let's look at what's coming up. I'm going to just talk about the cross. I'm going to talk about this new moon and how it starts the cross for each sign. And you guys can read the specifics about, you know, the information with Mercury and the Venus day in my weekly that'll be posted on Sunday. I'll put the link up over on Facebook. So, all right, so for Aries, I very much speak to the Aries themes when I talk about the general opening. Aries, this is your new moon. It is an incredibly powerful new moon. It is all about reinventing yourself or putting yourself out there in some very courageous, passionate, exciting way. It's time to look at your body. Is there anything you need to do for yourself? You have 2 weeks where the universe is going to completely get behind you doing what you need to do and put you in some kind of momentum as it rolls you forward. So, you know, if you need that little boost, this is the time to set things in motion starting on Sunday. Is there something you want to do about your name, identity, title? Is there something about your image? You know, do you need to get your headshots or do you need to spruce up, get a new wardrobe, new hairstyle? Is there something to do with your brand and brand building through this period? Or is it just about something you need for you? It could be in that relationship or about the career or about the home. Those are the four corners of this cross for you. So it really starts with you and taking steps in the next 2 weeks, starting on Sunday at the 30th, to go towards what you want. Go towards it, okay? When we look at the solar energy getting involved in the cross and the points that will be activated for you, Tuesday the 1st is your day to show up and let your needs be known or take care of that physical or identity topic or, you know, what your brand, whatever it is for you. And it's to focus on your home, a move, a renovation, the roommate, the family, the parent, the real estate deal, the property matter. It could go back into childhood issues and topics you want to deal with, your history, your country, anything in that rooted, grounded part of the chart. And you want to look at pushing on what you need to deal with here for yourself that ties in with Jupiter themes there. Is there some legal, you know, something legal you need to do? Are you signing a contract for a home? Are you divorcing and the legal part of the divorce is going to affect where you live and how you live? Is there something you need to do with a family or roommate situation that's legal? Jupiter also rules foreign and travel interests, educational pursuits, media marketing, weddings and politics and religion. Is any of that, is there something you need to push on in any of those areas that would affect what's going on in your home or with the people you live with or want to live with or the real estate needs? Tuesday is your day to push on that part of the cross. It may push on you. And at that point, you need to ask yourself, how do I show up? What do I need? Where's my presence needed? Do I need to take my name on or off of something? What am I doing here? It's because it's the 2nd, and I want to say Tuesday, 2nd. You know, I'm telling you, Pisces, it's messing with me so bad. All right, Wednesday, the 2nd. This is the Uranus day for Aries. So if you know an Aries, give them a wide berth. If they're a little radical, crazy, rebellious, shocking, if they change direction 100 times, just pat them on the back. Just give them space. Just be there. Push them. You Aries out there, this is a wild and crazy day. And you're probably going to feel like that's it. I'm at, you know, it's the straw that broke the camel's back, or it's the opportunity of a lifetime, or whatever it is for you that is that kind of sudden in the moment, lightning-like energy that's going to be all over you. It's time to kind of reinvent yourself and break free and do what it is you need once again for you. You'll be showing up again. It'll be about your body, your needs, your identity, your brand, and something exciting or surprising or unexpected helping you turn a corner, awaken, and break free. By Thursday the 3rd, see, that fits, that's good. you get into the power and upheaval energy of Pluto. So again, you're showing up, but now you're having to deal with that authority figure, the parent, the boss, the judge, whoever the power person is, or you're having to deal with what's changing or evolving on the career front, or what's happening with a big goal that you have that's financial or sexual or divorce oriented. It's a very intense day. When we're talking about the intensity of the Grand Cross, Thursday's probably the most intense day. So, again, you know, you've got a lot of power in your own sign right now with this new moon behind you. What do you need to face and address here? What do you need to evolve? And then if we look out into Tuesday, the 8th of April, the final point of the Grand Cross with your solar energy will activate, which will call into play that partner, agent, attorney, specialist, client, you know, whoever, opponent, whoever that key person is, so that it's, you can either review something from the past with them or release it or reconnect with it. It'll be action-oriented again and you showing up and dealing with it. All right, for Taurus, this new moon on Sunday the 30th is about what you need when it comes to your behind-the-scenes time. When you close the door and you pull down the blinds away from the world, what do you need there? Take it seriously. Do you need some romantic, you know, me time? Do you need to have some kind of artistic expression going on? Do you need some time to paint or to play music or to get involved in your film projects or pursue anything artistic you're trying to develop? Do you need some healing and rest and or to deal with some hospital matters and anything in that realm? Do you need your spiritual time to practice your meditation or yoga, or, you know, just kind of tune into the muse. Whatever your spiritual your spiritual highlight is there. Or do you need to research or investigate or, again, develop some kind of project? All of those topics hold huge potential for you. Starting on the 30th and going forward into the next 2 weeks while the new moon is launching you forward to take care of what your needs are or your body or your name on the dotted line. And it will activate the Grand Cross, which means that starting next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then the following week on Tuesday, you are going to be showing up in one or several of those arenas to really, you know, deal with each point of the cross. So on Tuesday the 1st, you show up over that artistry, spirituality, healing, romantic, research, time behind the scenes energy, and you're going to be addressing some kind of agreement or a sale or an idea or an offer or something you're writing or a speaking role or interview or audition or, you know, it's all in that communications realm in the mind. Maybe it's a big decision. For some of you Tauruses, there may be something tied in with a neighbor, a sibling, your vehicles or electronics as well. But again, you know, really the communications realm is the biggest thing. And so face whatever you need to do there that's big, that's trying to give you some growth. Look at the Jupiter themes. Do I need to come to an agreement or make the sale and work on those legal matters or the way I market myself or the way I'm learning something here? Or is there, you know, is there something in the educational or well, that's kind of learning, or travel, you know, or foreign interest tied into it. You know, what is it I need to face and push on Tuesday the 1st? By Wednesday the 2nd, Uranus gets all involved. Now you're all shaking and rattling and ready to break free and reinvent yourself and, you know, completely put yourself out there in a different kind of way. Well, you're kind of putting yourself out there behind the scenes once again. So, you know, are you going to shake up your spiritual routine, your romance, your your healing and hospital matters, your artistic approach, your research? What is it? What is it that's going to define you and help you kind of, you know, come out of the slump or radicalize your situation? And by Thursday, the 3rd, you face the Pluto energy, which is in Jupiter's house, which means now you've got that really intense, we need some upheaval and some rebirthing here. We need some to deal with the powers that be and how we're going to make big, deep changes around legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, political, religious themes. So, again, you're showing up and looking at what do I need to get real about here and how can I evolve that. And by Tuesday the 8th, on the very last point of the cross, you'll show up for the last time in those themes that you're in and deal with another person one-on-one, something that you're going back to and wrapping up from the past or a person from the past, over a work opportunity or decision, over paperwork, over... This new moon on the 30th is about your aspirations and really, you know, what do I need? What do I want to achieve? What were my dreams for myself? It involves your whole social scene. And so you want to say, you know, what do I need new? What do I need brand new friends or a brand new group to join? Or do I want to do something new within the group? Or do I want to, you know, start a new web page or do something new? The way I socially network, or is there something, you know, new involving causes and charities, or it can be astrology, that's in this part of the chart, or your own personal freedom. And so, you know, this kicks off the emotions of the cross, it could be that you need somebody new in that situation. It could be that you want to take something to the next level with people in situations that are already working for you in these areas. But as you move into it and as you're ready to step forward and you know, answer that question of what it is you need and what you're willing to do for it, you're going to go into this first week where you'll hit the points of the cross. So on Tuesday the 1st, you're going to show up. You might be out with the friend or working with the group or playing with the group or online or, you know, at the cause or charity or pursuing the aspiration or your own freedom and really making certain that your name or your image or your brand or your physical presence in the matter is you know, being noticed and recognized. And you're going to meet with the Jupiter energy. So this is about looking at, you know, what you need to push on here that would involve your personal income or being valued more or dealing with your possessions or your purchases. By Wednesday the 2nd, Uranus embraces the solar energy. Now there's something really exciting or really radical or really changing and in the moment that, again, you're going to be pushing for, you're showing up for on Tuesday the 2nd. And, again, involves the friends, the group, the internet, astrology, charities, causes, your freedom or your originality. By Thursday the 3rd, you meet with Pluto, that deep, intense, oh my gosh, heavy, evolving energy that wants to break something down and rebirth it. And so by Thursday the 3rd, you're facing something about your presence in that social sphere or with the aspiration. And whatever challenges you might have involving your sex life, a triangle, a divorce, a reproductive matter, a mortality issue, or the big financial picture, you know, not particularly income, but more like loans and commissions and investments and taxes and insurance or whatever, you know, there's a million different kinds of finances. You'll know which one fits for you. So you really want to show up and you know, be there for whatever that challenge is. And then, you know, the final corner of that cross will be aspected the following week on Tuesday the 8th with Mars, and this will be when you'll be one-on-one in some action or passion or anger involving another person and the love life or the children or the creative project or recreation. And again, you're showing up. And so, yeah. It's intense, right? For Cancer, this new moon is starting on the 30th and propelling you into the next 2 weeks ahead to launch into new things or take things to the next level when it comes to your career, your reputation, fame, any authority figures, the boss, the parent, the judge, anything to do with big personal goals. And again, because this is Aries, you really need to look at how your presence matters here, what your needs are in the situation, anything that involves your name on the dotted line or your title or your brand and the way it's evolving. So what can you push forward now in those areas? As you go into the week, you're going to, the solar energy gets involved. It's going to activate the points of the cross. So on Tuesday the 1st, it activates Jupiter. You've got to look at what it is that's happening for you and those goals or career or authority figures and what you need to do about the big thing happening with your body or your name or your title. I mean, it's kind of like saying the same thing in two different ways in a certain way. Jupiter's in the sign of Cancer. So is there something that your name, you need to put your name legally to, or that will change your name through legal channels? Is there something about your brand that you need to make legal so that your career is moving forward? Is there, something with travel or education or teaching, learning either side of education or in media and marketing or with a wedding that you need to really face or push on or look for some kind of growth with on Tuesday the 1st as you are pushing forward on those goals and career and authority figures. By Wednesday the 2nd, the shakeup comes and it can be really exciting and surprising or shocking and a sudden turnaround you weren't expecting. So again, this will focus on reinventing yourself or freeing yourself or something, just changing when it comes to career goals and those authority figures. By Thursday the 3rd, you're dealing with the deep Pluto energy and something intense coming through the specialist, the partner, the agent, the attorney, the client, the competitor, whoever that key other person is, looking at those Pluto themes, what needs to evolve here when it comes to, sex or divorce or finances or birth or mortality issues. The final point of the cross will happen on Tuesday the 8th with your son. And again, this means you show up or your name is important, your needs are important on the goals you're going for, the career or the authority figures. And on that Tuesday the 8th, it will set in motion something that you do with or about another key person over your home, a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, your family, parent, or roommate. So, and with everybody, the past is involved there. So you're needing to kind of wrap something up or release it or reconnect with it. Okay. For Leo. Leo, I want you guys, so no one's confused here. when I'm saying this week ahead is when the sun is going to activate this cross, yes it is, doesn't mean the cross goes away after that. The cross is going to continue to be activated with other kinds of energy. This is the week when you showing up or you getting your name in there or your brand or your title or your needs met are going to be the most important in the whole scenario of this cross. For Leo, the new moon is in Aries, so you need to look at what you need, how you're physically showing up, taking the lead, what it is about your image, title, name, and it's playing out in the ninth house of the higher mind. So starting on the 30th, you have two strong weeks to launch forward when it comes to anything legal, travel-oriented, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity, travel plans, foreign interests, import, export, politics or religion. And I don't know if I said weddings, but it does involve that. So as the sun starts to activate this next week, on Tuesday the 1st, you show up. You show up on one of those things or all of those things. I don't know how busy you are, Leo, but you're going to be there, representing the legal needs or publicity or the, teaching or learning or the travel or the wedding or whatever theme, politics. And you're going to meet with Jupiter on that day. So, there's a push to expand something that's going on behind the scenes in development with film, music, art, spiritual practices, healing, hospitals, romance, romantic getaways or clandestine romance. So it's very much kind of the muse and the inspiration. You might even be pushing for some kind of, you know, rest and recuperation. And then on Wednesday, the second Uranus gets involved, ooh, here comes the shakeup, the crazy, the, you know, the exciting, the wild card energy. This is the reinventive energy and the spontaneous energy. So, again, you know, maybe you hop the plane last minute or you change your travel plans last minute or you, you know, you show up in the class, in another classroom or you, you know, decide you're going to walk down the aisle backwards at the wedding. I don't know. or you do something crazy out in the media or with your marketing strategies and any of those topics. It's the day to kind of reinvent yourself or do it different or break free in some way or share your originality. By Thursday the 3rd, you face the Pluto energy, which means now you've got to deal with the big upheaval and rebirthing that's been going on and that will hit some kind of, you know, note on Thursday the 3rd when it comes to your job or your, you know, your search for work or the details in organization that you're doing somewhere, maybe a cleanup, paperwork that's involved with something important, something that involves a health matter or something that involves animals or the environment. And then by Tuesday the 8th, the final corner of the cross will be activated, and that brings the other person in, and now you're kind of one-on-one and looking at the past and dealing with agreements, sales, writing, ideas, decisions, talks, meetings. So that's your layout. For Virgo, this new moon on Sunday the 30th of March is really launching you guys forward into something that you need for yourself or that you're going to show up for that is all about your sex life. So you might want to be taking that to the next level or moving into new territory, or about reproductive needs or a birth, or it could be about a mortality issue that you've been dealing with and that taking, you know, going into new territory. It could be about a divorce and it heading into new territory, or it could be about some big financial matter. You know, this is your 2-week period to really launch into what you need when it comes to the loan, the investment, the settlement, the alimony or child support or insurance payments or policies or taxes or settlements. I don't know if I said that, commissions. any big, or your partner's money, you know, you've got 2 weeks, and, you know, make your needs known. If you need to put your name on something or deal with your title or your personal needs here, then this is the time to do it. And it activates the Grand Cross, which will start to really be seen on starting on Tuesday the 1st when you show up sexually in the divorce with the birth or mortality or financial needs. And you deal with the Jupiter energy, which means you deal with what's going on that you're trying to expand on the internet or with a group or with a friend or some invention or original idea or your aspirations or a cause or charity or astrology, any of those, you know, social and higher-minded arenas. And then by Wednesday the 2nd, Uranus is involved. That's your shakeup. That's the I'm reinventing myself today or something sudden and exciting in the mix or shocking. And so, again, it's you showing up in the sex, divorce, third party, financial, mortality or birth arena and giving it that shakeup or reacting to that shakeup. And then by Thursday the 3rd, again, you're showing up in one or several of those areas and now you're dealing with the very intense Pluto energy. I want a very deep transformational experience here or an upheaval and rebirth here when it comes to my love life or my lover or the children or the creative projects or the recreational pursuits. And so you face that on Thursday. And then by Tuesday the 8th, you'll be one-on-one with that other person, dealing and looking at anything you need to take action on or be passionate or angry about in the past. And it will focus in on being valued, your income, possessions, or a purchase, a major purchase. So that's your day to deal with them and that subject. For Libra. Libra, the new moon on the 30th will launch you guys into relational zones. And so, you know, this is it's activating the cross. It's taking you into new moon territory. It's very powerful for you to set out into new directions or take things to the next level with a romantic partner or business partner, an agent or attorney, a specialist or client, a competitor or opponent, you know, whoever that person is for you. And, again, because this is in Aries, you may need to be the person that instigates it, or you may need to be the person that says, this is what I need, or this is how I'm going to physically get involved, or this is how I'm going to handle my name or title or brand in the situation, or what I want from this. And when we get into the week ahead, the Grand Cross starts to be activated. So Tuesday the 1st, you'll be in there over this other person, and you'll be dealing with that push for expansion and growth when it comes to your career or a big goal you have in mind, or some power person, authority figure in the mix, like the boss, parent, judge, whoever that might be. By Wednesday the 2nd, Uranus is in there, so there's the excitement, the reinvention, the breakaway, the you know, breaking out of ruts, so the spontaneity shakeup of Uranus. So again, all around what you need or how you're involved with that key relationship. And by Thursday the 3rd, Pluto energy gets involved. Now we're trying to get that powerful transformational experience, and we're pushing hard for it, or we're seeing a very, you know, a pinnacle of the deconstruction and rebirthing that's going on here as we associate with this other person. And it's playing out for Libra in the home, or with a move or renovation or real estate deal, or with the family, parent, or roommate. The final activator will be on Tuesday the 8th, which is gearing up with the other person, and this activates Mars in your sign, and so you're really going to be hot on Tuesday the 8th. So you'll either be passionate or motivated and active, or angry and really doing what it takes to deal with whatever's there from the past in the one-on-one between you and the other person. For Scorpio, and I do have to take another drink of my strawberry concoction, so give me a second. I'm talking a lot. I should tell you guys to talk amongst yourselves. For Scorpio, this new moon that starts on Sunday the 30th is, like for everybody else, a very powerful configuration. It gives you a two-week window that's the strongest of the year to move forward in these areas. Defined by your needs, your image, your brand, your identity, your name, your title, and or to take something to the next level that's already going on. And so it focuses in on any paperwork that would change your name or move your brand along or satisfy your goal, your personal needs. It's going to focus in on any jobs that are in the works or that you want to get into the works. This could be about, you know, wanting to introduce something that you're very strongly connected to on the job, or launching your own services in some new way or taking them to the next level. It could be about something that you get involved with a coworker or someone that you're going to hire, any interviews that you're doing there involving, you know, the job pursuit. All of this is part of this launch forward. It's also taking it off the paperwork and work parts of the chart, it's really strongly focused on your health. So if you want to launch into a diet or getting tone or hiring a trainer or, you know, eating more healthy or seeing a doctor or a healer of some sort, you know, your health is getting a huge boost from the universe, and it's a good time to move in that direction if that's what you need. And then finally, this is around animals and the environment. So if there's something, you know, you want to go green in the house, or you want to adopt a pet or get involved with a charity or whatever you want to do new or fresh here, this is the time to see how you can become involved. And so the Grand Cross will get activated with this. You'll start to see solar energy showing up first on Tuesday the 1st. So you're showing up, you know, about that paperwork, job, coworker, health matter, pet or environmental need. And you're going to push hard on that Jupiter energy, which means, you know, how can I grow something here or push harder when it comes to marketing, media, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, legal matters, travel plans, foreign interests, educational pursuits or weddings, or even politics or religion. It's all that higher-minded arena for Scorpio on Tuesday the 1st. So look at ways to expand, test yourself, push yourself there. By Wednesday the 2nd, the excitement and shock and surprising reawakening, reinventing energy of Uranus gets on board, and it's going to play out all around whatever you're involved in with work, paperwork, health, animals, environment, coworkers or people you hire. And by Thursday the 3rd, it activates Pluto, so there's some very powerful, intense communication. There could be an offer, an agreement, a negotiation, a sale, something about your writing, a meeting, I don't know if I said that one, an idea or a decision that, again, is you know, in that big push when it comes to what your needs are, what you want for yourself when it comes to the work, the paperwork, the health or the animals. And then the final one will happen in the final week. I'm going to go ahead and note it, because by Tuesday the 8th of April, that other person will be one-on-one here with you.
And this is going to, again, you'll be all about the paperwork that you want your name on, or the job that you want to show up for, or the health matter with your body, or the animal needs or environmental needs. But this will initiate the other person and whatever they're doing or not doing, their actions, their passion, their anger, and what's going on behind closed doors, in development, in secret, with strategies, and could play out in the artistic, spiritual, romantic, healing, addictive, or research parts of the chart with them. When we look at Sagittarius, this new moon on the 30th is your big, you know, fresh start, big push out there for the year. You have 2 weeks. When it comes to what you need, your name, your identity, your physical presence involving a lover or your desire for love. So you might be, you know, maybe you get engaged and so that affects your name and title and identity with the lover. Or maybe you meet somebody and now you're going to be more present in that area. Or if this is, this could also be about, or I should say, also if you're single, this can be about you making a choice over those 2 weeks to really start to physically get out there and do something about that if that's what you want. This is also the area of children, so you might be launching into something new or taking something to the next level with kids. It has to do with creative projects, so your name, your brand, your title, your identity might be all wrapped up in some big new creative venture that you launch now. Or this can be about recreation and finding something sporting and fun and adventurous that you want to get involved with in those 2 weeks that will kind of set you up for the year ahead. And so it does activate the Grand Cross, so starting on Tuesday the 1st, you're going to be showing up with the lover or in pursuit of love with the kids, for the kids involved in the creative project or the fun. And it will push on Jupiter. So now you're pushing for some kind of growth or expansion or something good happening when it comes to your sex life or your divorce or your third-party situation or the big financial picture. By Wednesday the 2nd, Uranus is in the mix. There's some excitement or surprise or shock or turnaround, sudden, spontaneous moment on Tuesday or on Wednesday the 2nd, which really, again, will thrust you out there when it comes to love, kids, creativity, or recreation. So be in the moment on that day. You want to get out of ruts and do something different, and that's a good thing. Thursday the 3rd, you'll deal with the Pluto energy, which means whatever you're showing up for in those areas of yours, now it has to deal with the big, deep, intense transformation or change and destruction and rebuilding of something around income or a gift or a possession or your purchases or your sense of value. And then by the 8th, in the week after, the final point of the cross with the sun will be activated, which means now all of a sudden you're dealing one-on-one with another person, anything that's still, you know, that started in the past or still needs to be dealt with in the past and is playing out around your aspirations or a friendship or a group affiliation or what's online or a big party or social gathering or something. It could be the day you decide to, you know, say yes to attending a wedding, per se, or a child's concert or, you know, any kind of big thing that involves a lot of people, and or maybe you're going to get involved on promoting online or, you know, stand up for a cause when it comes to the kids or something. I mean, there's very active energy by then. For Capricorn, this new moon on the 30th is opening up your big two-week window to launch forward in a new direction, take something to the next level. Really has to do with what you need, what you want, how you're pushing your brand, your identity, your name, your title forward. When it comes to your home, any real estate interests or deals, a move, a renovation, your family, parents, roommates, what's anything from your childhood or with history or your security needs, it's right there at the root of your chart. So it's a very powerful, active time to move forward in these directions. It does activate the cross. So on Tuesday the 1st, you will be showing up. Maybe you're doing something in the home or about getting a home or with the real estate deal or the move or the renovation or the family or the roommate. And you're going to face the Jupiter energy on Tuesday the 1st. So now you're, you know, there's a big push here with another key person. It could be a client, a partner, an agent, an attorney, a specialist, a competitor, whoever that key person is. So Tuesday's the day you deal with them. Could be Jupiter themes around it, you know, getting the legalities handled or the foreign or travel plans handled or the marketing side of things or what you're learning or teaching there or the wedding plans. When we get to Wednesday the 2nd, Uranus gets in the mix. It's just the big shakeup day, the surprise, the reinvention, the excitement, the shock, whichever way it goes. Uranus isn't good or bad. It's just about sudden, you know, things you didn't expect taking a hold of the day. So, again, this will focus in on home, real estate, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates, anything there at the core of your chart. By Thursday the 3rd, the Pluto energy is involved, which is going to demand some very deep, intense thing from you or about you. So, I don't know. Maybe you're showing up as, you know, dealing with the real estate agent in some very deep way over the finances or you're having, you know, or you find out you're pregnant at home by doing a test. You know, Pluto themes are reproductive and sexual, divorce-oriented and financial and about your own personal power and the changes you're willing to make. And it's playing out within you. So here you're focusing on the home and real estate and family and all of that. But there's something heavy and deep and intense and powerful that you're pushing on within yourself as well. I assume you'll know what that means for you. That's the day you face it. And then the final push in the Grand Cross when it comes to the solar energy is on Tuesday the 8th. And this will be when you're one-on-one with another person, looking at the past, what needs to happen or did happen and what you're going to do about it now. And it really will play out around a big goal or your career or your reputation or how you're dealing with some authority figure like the boss, the parent, the judge. For Aquarius, you know, this is a very communicative, informative, localized kind of new moon for you guys. So starting on the 30th and the 2 weeks to follow, huge push for you guys when it comes to offers, agreements, sales, talks, meetings, short trips, local neighborhood or community activities, what you write, your ideas, your decisions also can play in around fresh starts or new levels of things with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, or even moves. And so whichever, there may be several of these, very much a big idea and decision time period for you guys. It's time to launch into the direction of your mind and what you need here. Express those needs. Make choices around those needs, you know. Maybe focused on your identity or brand or goals as well. And as it activates the cross and in the week coming up, Tuesday the 1st will put you in there communicating or fielding offers or making decisions or speaking or interviewing or whatever that is for you, negotiating, making sales, writing, signing agreements. And it's going to push on the Jupiter theme, so you're going to be pushing for something really big on the job or with or trying to land a job or with a coworker or someone you hire. Or it'll be about big paperwork that's involved. Or if it's not about work, it'll you know, land on the health sign, something big going on with the health or with the animals or the environmental interests. By Wednesday the 2nd, Uranus gets involved, some all kinds of crazy excitement and changes and spontaneous moments and being, you know, just diving in and doing what's different. And so that may come at you. You might get some kind of wild card offer or proposal or sale that you weren't expecting, or you might change the way you're doing something and that puts you in some new direction. But it's a very Uranian day. And by Thursday the 3rd, you're dealing with Pluto. So now all that information flow and transportation and decision-making is going to come up around deep and powerful transformations and changes playing out behind closed doors in karmic realms with clandestine romances or secrets or romantic getaways or with spiritual practices or artistic pursuits like film or music or painting or poetry or anything in the healing or hospital realm or dealing with somebody's addictions, or with research and investigations. A lot can go on in that area. I would assume one of those speaks to you very strongly. And so that will be the day for the powerful changes that you're, you know, dealing with there. And the final point of the cross will happen the following week on Tuesday the 8th with the sun, which means, again, you showing up and making your needs known or signing your name to something or pursuing whatever it is you need to be present for in those, you know, communication zones. And this will deal with, this will involve another person and looking at anything in the past and what you need to do that tackles legal matters, travel plans, people at a distance, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, educational pursuits, anything in politics or religion. So those are your topics, and whichever one fits.
And then finally for Pisces, Pisces, this new moon for you guys on the 30th, huge two-week window opening up, very powerful thrust forward with this new moon to launch into new directions, take things to the next level. That gets you to show up and be more involved or involve your name or your title or your brand when it comes to making money or when it comes to dealing with your possessions or purchases or your sense of being valued. And so if you are looking for some new income or looking for a way to, you know, take that in a new direction, or same thing with possessions or purchases or values, this is your time to step up and get involved. And starting on Tuesday the 1st, the solar energy does get involved. So you're there, you're trying to make money, or you are making money, or you're dealing with those possessions or purchases, or your, what you need to do to feel valued. And it pushes on Jupiter on Tuesday the 1st. So it means that there's something big here in the mix involving your creative project or your children or children in general or your lover or your pursuit of love or the recreational interest in the mix. And then by Wednesday the 2nd, it's Uranus all involved in the point of the cross. And so this is the exciting day or the shocking day or the sudden change day or the inventive day, brilliant genius day, very spontaneous energy awakening around income, purchases, possessions, and values. And by Thursday the 3rd, you meet with the Pluto energy. So now there's that deep, powerful, intense energy around, you know, sex or divorce or finances or third-party situations or mortality issues or births, and it plays out through a friend or a group or the internet or your causes and events and gatherings that are in part of the situation. So you face that and any changes that will involve what you need when it comes or what you're showing up for with income and purchases and possessions. And by Tuesday the 8th, the following week, the last point of the cross kicks in from the solar energy, which means, again, you're all about making money or dealing with possessions and purchases, and there's and the other person will be involved on this day. They're, you know, you're looking at the activities or the passion or the anger with this person and anything from the past when it comes to eighth house matters. So, again, almost same topics. Here we're looking at what you're doing with or about them when it comes to the sex life, the divorce, the mortality issues, the birth, reproductive needs, or any big shared financial interests or third-party situations. So, you guys, we did it in an hour and 15 minutes tonight. What a crazy time. I swear it's so intense, but there is so much that can be made to happen or reacted to valiantly through this period. Continue to take track of your dreams and your signs. Share them with me on Facebook. I love to hear about them. I hope it's a great week. I will see you next week, same time. Love you.